Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and welcome again to another wonderful spiritual teaching video from me, a global leadership teacher and a spiritual mama, and to some of you, much more intimate, a companion, a partner. You might even call me standing right next to you on the throne as your sage, as your seer, as your prophet, as your priest, as your teacher. I'm many things to many people, but right now I'm going to be your teacher, and we're going to do another wonderful word of encouragement for you. This is going to be entitled, How is Your Lord Known? Well, what do you mean? Don't you know? We all have a Lord, somebody we serve, that owns us. That's what the word Lord means. And we might serve him in our actions, our thoughts, our words, our decisions, our prayer, our daily lives, how we interact with the other sex, how we interact with animals and creatures, living things. We are known by our actions. Then sometimes out in the world where Pastor Deborah is most of the time, the unseen world out there, where this video sort of from Pixabay is showing us, we're known out there. And we either serve a God and a Lord that's righteous or unrighteous. So my question to you is, how is your Lord, that means your owner, who have you bowed your knee to and said, I am yours. I am your servant. I am your vessel to use out on the planet. How is he known? Well, we're going to take this from the Authorized King James Bible, which I work from. And it's Psalms 9, 16 through 20. Psalms was written by the second king of ancient Israel, King David. And he was a writer and a poet and a singer. And a king, and a shepherd. Throughout his lifetime, he was many things, which you will be also. So here in Psalms, he is going to tell us how his Lord is known. So I want you to just listen, have an open mind, and then ask yourself, how is your Lord known out here in the world of humanity? How is he known to the world of nature and living things? How is he known to women and children in the business world? I love the business world. I used to have a flea market church here in my town of Pensacola, Florida. There was 300 or 400 vendors in a flea market. I was their pastor. I prayed for them, prayed for their children, gave away free books. I became friends with many of the customers, the sheriffs that followed. I had people come from every walk of life. I had Satanists come and witches come and psychics come. Some wanted prayer. Some wanted to attack me. Some men were very trying to hug me and be very sexual. I had to put a stop to that. I was a sort of pastor to the vendors. I would teach them. I had people come from the adult porn world to say thank you for loving them. I had adult female dancers from sex clubs come and talk to me for approval and acceptance, for they were taking care of their families. I had little children come just to get hugged and free books. I even made some videos for the flea market. It's okay to be in business, but you must be righteous. And you must be kind. So, welcome to everybody. Let's open up with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, the God of this world, help us to understand who you are versus the other lords and owners that are out there. Whether they be in the seen or the unseen, help us to understand what ownership is and how we can know who we belong to here in this teaching from King David's words. Help us to here, King David. Even though he's long gone, his words are here. Help us to understand more about how our Lord is known in society, to nature, to creation, to the bad guys, to the enemies, and even to ourselves. Help us in the name of King David, the son of this righteous Lord. Amen. All right, Psalms 9, 16 through 20, verse 16. The Lord of King David of the Bible is known by the judgment which he executes. Now that's interesting. The wicked is snared in the walk of his own hands. Now, you can interpret that to mean a human is snared in his traps. Could be. But it's deeper than that. David was a deep poet. His words were for two realms, the natural realm and the spirit realm. God is a God. God of King David is a God of righteous judgment. At times he will sit in the courtroom of the universe and he will judge you, your actions, your thoughts, your motives. He will also judge angels, those that even fell from the kingdom of heaven. He will judge them. And his execution of the judgment and the laws of the kingdom of heaven are righteous. He is saying the wicked, who are they? Are you wicked? Is your heart wicked? Is your mama wicked? Papa, if you abuse a child, are you wicked? If you steal money, are you wicked? If you only want lust and sex, power, are you wicked? Who decides what's wicked? Ancestors, tradition, cultures, governments, religion, imams, priests, pastors? Who decides what's wicked? King David knew, his Lord, that he had met out in the sheep fields, in the fields and the pastures, put him on the throne of Israel. King David found out who his Lord was and how he executed and was known for his judgment. David went on and said, the wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Have you been snared? What about those, we call them in Islam, jinns, demons, devils, evil spirits? Have they been snared? What about all those people in prison? The MS-13, are they been ensnared for their wicked deeds? These are deep questions you have to look at, have a teacher, and answer. Verse 17, the wicked. Now we have to figure out who the wicked are. Is that your mama? Is that your father for abusing you? Is that you? Because you lie. You cheat. You lust after women. You lust after men. You're a gambler, a drunk, a homeless. Are you wicked? What about your boss? If you're a king of a nation, are you wicked? What about your children? Your advisors, are they wicked? We have to answer that question. We have to know what definition we use. Who is King David talking about? The wicked shall be spiritually turned into hell. Everybody knows about hell. Every religion knows about hell. And nobody wants to go there. But everybody knows about it. They will be turned into torment. Spiritual separation from their God. And won't get into paradise. Won't get into heaven. Won't get it into the temple. And all the nations, the people, your government, that forget God, King David says, his righteous Lord, the Lord of the Bible, the King of David, Are you one of the wicked? Is that what David is saying? That you've forgotten him? Maybe you never knew him. Well, how could you be wicked if you never knew him? These are good questions that you must learn and be taught to find out. What if the God you're praying to is not the God of King David? What if the God you're serving is not King David's God? Does that make you wicked? Does that mean you're separated from King David's God and you'll be turned into hell and torment? Good questions. That's why you need a master teacher, a Sifa, in your life. You need a mama to teach you. You need somebody that can answer your questions, explore with you all your thoughts and your beliefs with no judgment. And that's what we're trying to help you to learn how to do. You out there. Verse 18. For the spiritual needy, is that you, shall not always be forgotten. Do you think you've been forgotten spiritually? How would you know if you're a spiritually needy person? Maybe you got multiple personalities and you don't know. Maybe you believe with everything in you, you are serving a God, the only God. So you wouldn't be spiritually wicked. That's a good topic to explore. The expectations of the poor, David means the spiritually needy, shall not perish forever. He is saying even if you are spiritually needy, and your expectations of finding something, having peace or hope or love or getting into heaven or paradise, they will not always be forgotten, he is saying. Interesting. Verse 19. Arise, O Lord God of Israel. That was King David's God. Now, the word Lord means owner. Israel means prince. So it's saying, O owner, father, creator of Israel, the prince of humanity. Let not man, a human, prevail. He means his heart, his soul. Don't let those thoughts that might be contrary to you. Let the heathen be judged in your sight. David had some insight, but he didn't have it all. He knew there was evil people out there trying to come against him and Israel. But he was saying, you judge them. You look at their hearts. You look at their situations. And you judge righteously. David turned that judgment over to his God. And that's how it should be. Verse 20. Spiritually, O Lord, put them, humanity, the wicked ones, in fear. A lot of people live in fear of death. They do everything to stop it because they really don't understand about hope and eternity. So fear of death rules their life. They want pleasure, 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 sexual pleasures. They want what they want. But David is saying, put them into that condition so they will reach out to you. Oh Lord, help them. He is really praying for you and all of humanity for God to help us, for us to find his God of Israel, so that the nations, the people, may know themselves to be but men. We have to learn that one part of us, our physical body and our soul, are but man. They are a vessel that our spirit, I just taught this to a young man last night, works through. Our soul and our physical body. Our soul is part of our biological brain. It is to be a helpmate to the spirit, The spirit does not come in contact with the natural world. It can see it, but it lives in a different realm, the realm of the spirit. And when the spirit wants to affect and speak into and understand and have people know about the God it serves and its realm, it works through the soul and the physical body. You see acts of kindness. You see giving. You see sharing, hugging, loving. Even in the most intimate relationship between a man and a woman, the spirit is expressing a love that's beyond understanding. Husbands and wives represent a spiritual thing. The husband is to be a covering, a shield, a protector for the wife. The wife was the soul, the helpmate. A lot of patterns that you have to study. King David didn't know all of this at this time. He was more of a flesh creature than he was a spiritual man. Because what happened in his youth, he was real spiritual out in the fields with the sheep. But during years of war, marriage, serving King Saul, fighting battles, killing people, getting to the Israel and to Jerusalem, he became a flesh creature. Then he fell deeper when he lusted after Bathsheba, took her into his bed, impregnated her, killed her husband who was innocent. David became a murderer, an adulterer, a thief and a robber, every wicked thing. He just lusted after the physical body of a beautiful woman. Didn't ask questions, didn't care. So you can start off in your childhood so good, and a lot of us do. I did. And you can get way off track into the world of the flesh and the soul. And the spirit world gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. And you lose track of who you really are. Well, David had to go into the Holy of Holies, get on his knees, and ask God to forgive him. And to kill the adult David, he had become the lustful, greedy, murderous, adulterous man. Because even the land was suffering. Kings do not realize, business leaders, fathers, do not realize that your relationship to this God of King David, your attitude, your thoughts, your desires will affect the land, the people, the resources under you. A lot of kingdoms are just a reflection of the king. I can tell if there's agape love or no agape love. I can tell if it's a dead spiritual kingdom by websites, by pictures. I look at the king. I look at their life. I look at their family life. I look at the decisions they make. And it's easy for me to spot. A nation is a reflection of the king's heart and mind and spiritual connections to their God. So here in this word of encouragement, I'm just asking you questions. I'm asking you, how is your Lord, your God, known through you, through your decisions, through your actions, your behaviors? Is he reflected in your nation? If I looked at it, what would I see? Could I see agape love, the real stuff? A lot of times I'm asked to look, and I don't see it. Oh, I see good acts and kindness, but they're not out of the heart of agape love. They're out of the heart of pride. Trying to build your image in the world. Competition. Maybe some countries are just business-oriented. Full of pride, greed, and lust. And so is their nation. So I wanted to come to you and ask you this question. How is your Lord, your owner. Yes, you're owned. You didn't create yourself. Even if you had a sperm or an egg, you didn't create the DNA in the sperm. No human can. You didn't create the sperm. You cannot create the sperm. You cannot create the bodies from DNA. You didn't create the proteins, the hormones. You didn't design it. Somebody else did. That is the Lord and God, the great creator, the God of creation. He had a master plan. He's an architect and a designer. He loves life, spiritual life. Loves to bring forth new spiritual life. He loves to save people. Turn things from evil and dark to good. Even the nature and the waters. So you be encouraged. Ask yourself this question. How is your Lord known? This is for you to think about within yourself. Okay? I'll see you next time on the next Word of Encouragement. You be blessed. You think. You discuss. You read. You study. You ponder. See if you could answer this question to King David if you see him one day. All right? I'll see you on the next Word of Encouragement. Bye-bye.